The audio track you're about to listen to was recorded at Life Streams Christian Church in South Perth, Western Australia. For more information, please visit our website at www.lifestreamcc.com.
This is super important from my perspective. It is absolutely appropriate for you to know who is who and who does what in the life of our church. And it also, I believe, very powerfully demonstrates the fact that what we've got going on here at Life Streams Christian Church, South Perth, is bigger than just one person. It's about Jesus, firstly, and most importantly, but it's also about a team united and committed to one mission and one vision. So I'm going to hand over to Dave. Dave and Julie Bond oversee our shepherds. And so, mate, why don't you introduce to us our shepherds and maybe tell us a little bit about their function.
Yeah, if the shepherding elders can just come forward and just stand across the front here, that'd be great. Primarily, the shepherding elders have been going for about 5 years now when we split the leadership a few years ago and just decided that we'd have a team of shepherding elders, and their main purpose for being is care and prayer. Okay, so they're not a decision-making body. But then, spread out, go to your left a little bit, that'll be great. Got a bit of a bunch on the right here. What was I saying? Oh, yeah, they're about praying and caring, and they're not a decision-making body, but they are mature people who are actually also able to feed back into what the life of the church, what's happening in the life of the church. So I'll just introduce, Julie Bond is on staff. She and I work together with the shepherding elders. But we've got Tim Bell, Russell and Petra Gornson, Rye Beaver, Mandy Beaver. Mandy is married to Bob, but Bob's away today. He's also a shepherding elder. Diane Alex Featherston, Linda Taylor, Polly and Patrick Lee, Craig Vanderpeer and Jerry Vanderpeer, separated by Ann Dawkins. we're quite in unity, actually. Jeff Moore and Bruce and Maxine Bound. And some who aren't with us this morning, John Bardsley and Margaret Bardsley. Margaret Bardsley had an eye operation on Friday. She's in hospital. Oh, sorry, she's out, but she can't be here. John's preaching in another church. Jackie Chu is in Malaysia. And Leanne Tom is...
probably in bed.
Probably... Don't tell her that, all right?
No, she's not. I know that for a fact.
This is not being recorded, is it? Leanne's at home looking after Rod's kids, getting them ready for the second service.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So this is our team, and I just thought it'd be great if Di Featherston's one of our team, and just get Di just to share a little bit about... Oh, you've got a microphone there. Just what excites you, Di, about being a shepherding elder?
Hi, Dave. Hi. Good morning, everyone. So when the Pharisees asked Jesus when the kingdom of God was coming, he said, the kingdom of God is within you. And that's pretty exciting. Like, we are the kingdom of God. You know, what an answer that is. Basically, he's basically saying to us that we are his prize. And, you know, that's an amazing value that he's put on us. We are his children. And that also makes us family. It's a real family. We're an eternal brothers and sisters. And, you know, when David said, what makes you excited about it? I thought, wow, how do I keep that short and simple? There's so much to say that God's put so much value on us. And I personally think that we should also value each other equally, you know, to show each other that we are important, not just to God, but to us. You know, God basically said to us that relationship is key. And I personally think that relationship is the end goal of being a Christ follower. He created us to have a relationship with him, and he created us to have a relationship with each other. Yeah. And what better way of experiencing that than to help each other run that race, to help each other run that race well, and to finish that race together. That's what I think.
Praise the Lord.
It's good.
God bless you, Di. So this is our team, and they are available for prayer and just to chat to. Many of them will be at the front of the services each week for prayer, so if you don't know any of them, get to know them, and they're a good mob. Keith Ridley is here somewhere. Keith, I've just asked Keith if he can pray for our our shepherding elders. And can I ask you all just to identify by standing?
Let's bow in prayer. Father, we do thank you for these folk that you have put upon their hearts to care for us.
Thanks, Lord.
Lord, I know that we're all about caring and praying for one another, but thank you for the caliber of these people that you've given to us to lead us in this way, to encourage us to do better ourselves. And I pray that as we set them apart this year, that they, as well as serving us, we will serve them and we will value them as they value us. Lord, would you please enable them to have your wisdom, your understanding as they come alongside people and try to encourage them? Would you enable them to have your insight into how to pray for folk?
Yep.
And Lord, when things are vague, help them to persevere in prayer, to keep on believing that our God is greater, our God is mighty, and that God will work out these situations, that it's not upon them, it's not upon us, it's upon God to work out the situations.
Yep.
Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you for their families. We ask that you would protect the individuals in each family and that as families they would rise up and serve you. And Lord, I ask that you would protect them day by day in health, in understanding and in just living, and that they may have great joy in you and enjoy in serving us, Lord. Thank you for them. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks. Amen.
Can we honour our shepherds? I don't know about you, but when I look at a group of that calibre assembled, I'm constantly blown away. I sit in meetings and I look at who's in the room and I just think, wow, you know, God is assembling some amazing leaders who are gifted, who have a passion for us and for our church, and it's incredible. Now, it's my privilege just to introduce to you our servant leadership team. Now, our servant leaders are Christ-like, gifted people who are called and appointed by you, the church, to provide leadership, to provide oversight over us and governance for the church. So, can our servant leaders come up and I'll introduce you to the church? That'd be great. They have a very good-looking group of people, especially this guy here. This is my brother-in-law, Phil Porter. We've got Clint Warza. He's our vice chair. Malcolm Cow, Richard Moore. We've also got Sue Kiley. She's our chair, our leader, which is fantastic. We've got Rob Anson. And also on the servant leadership team, part of the deal is two staff members. So obviously I'm one of those people, and Emily joins with me as we hang out together with the servant leaders, which is great. And we also wanted you to know that Jerry Vanderpeer, who is currently a shepherding elder, has accepted a call to come on to our servant leadership team. And over the next few weeks, it's going to be an exciting time for us as we get to confirm and vote for that. And then at our AGM, we're going to be able to announce that. So that's exciting, eh? To have Jerry a part of our servant leadership team. So today I've asked Rob Anson. Now, Rob in the marketplace is an architect. But Rob, why don't you just share, mate, what gets you excited about being a servant leader and also maybe where we're headed as a church this year?
Thanks, Rod. Look, I'm excited about what's happening in our church here. And if you ask me what really inspires me, it's all around us right here today. We are a diverse community here. We have a rich depth of ages, backgrounds, and experiences that make us much stronger. And that's hard to do in Australia today for a lot of communities. It's a changing world, and people are constantly concerned about pressures upon their lives. And in today, to have a healthy, diverse community is a wonderful thing. And I am completely convinced that would not be possible here today without the work of the gospel in this place.
Yeah, that's good, Rob. Thank you, Rob, for sharing your heart. Rye is one of our shepherding elders. He's going to pray for the servant leadership team and set them apart for this year. So, church, can you please stand as a sign of your with us in this? And let's pray together with Rye.
Lord, I thank you for this team. I just thank you for their willingness to serve the church, to serve you, Lord. I just pray as they seek to follow the example of Jesus as a servant leader, Lord. I pray that with quiet strength they lead the church. They seek to hear from you so that they may lead, and that we as a church, as we've confirmed each one of them, will seek to follow, will seek to support them. I just also pray for their families, Lord, as they can come under attack as they serve, Lord. I just pray that you really bless them, give them a wonderful energy, Lord, and just a real clarity of vision that together as a church and this servant leadership team that we've asked to take this special sort of role, Lord, so that we may be united together and we also may continue to grow and follow you, and that this church will be a wonderful, successful, friendly place. In your name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Rye. Let's honour our servant leaders. Thank you, servant leadership team. Now, before I introduce the staff, we've put together a little bumper for you. So we had so much fun putting that together. It was kind of a lot on and we're all stressed, and someone went around the office and went, come on, we've got to do this video. And we're all like, oh man, do we have to? And anyway, we went out there and it was such a spiritual moment. It was fantastic. It just lifted, and something lifted, and there was joy. Now, not everyone was in that video, and you know how much Dave Stanford likes to dance, right? Well, he was in Israel at the time, and he put this together for us so that we could tack it on the end. Let's have a look at this. Some nightclub in Israel somewhere. But, oh, that's good. It's good to dance. It's good to laugh. It's great. Now, staff, could you come up? We need to introduce you. And we're going to need to make this really short and sharp, okay? Because I know how much you guys like to talk. But if everyone can come up, that'd be great. Now, first thing that you need to... Well, you'll probably notice is that there's a lot of us. And I would like to let you know and communicate to you that we have some people who work half a day, and then we have some people who work full 5 days. But it's exciting. It's a great team. And I want to start off by introducing you to Emily. Now, Emily Dickinson is our senior youth minister. And if she can have a mic, mate, just quickly introduce your team.
Yep. So this is Victoria Bell. She's our children's minister. And this is Brett Stanford. He's our high school minister. And then I am the senior youth minister, but I focus on young adults. And tell what I'm excited about?
Yeah, what
fantastic.
Are you excited about?
Okay, so this year, I'm very excited, based on what God is telling lots of different people, their visions of the church being full of new believers, their visions of dams breaking, so dams of fear, dams of inhibition, just amazing breakthroughs. So to see how that works in our churches, but with our young people as well.
That's great. Well done. Dave, everybody knows Dave Stanford, our dancing pastor. Mate, introduce your team and share a bit of excitement.
Julie Bond is, as I said earlier, Julie and myself work with pastoral care, and I obviously work across a lot of other areas, but like men's. I actually oversee the women's ministry as well, the new friends, the community area, prayer, and that'll do. A number of other things, but... I guess what excites me, two words came to me during the week, was potential and possibilities. And as I sense God really calling us to prayer, and I believe that as we individually and corporately, whether corporate is three of you praying together on schedule, but also naturally as it goes, as we listen to God and as we wrestle with God, God is going to bring transformation, not just ongoing to us, but to many more people as they come into this place and into and out of your lives. So I'm pretty excited about what God's going to do, and I just encourage you to get on board. The verse that hits me is Ephesians 3:20, where it talks about God is able to do far more than we can ask or imagine. And so my encouragement and I guess exhortation is to ask and imagine far more than you might have in the past. God bless you.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, David. Matt's right next to him. Matt Sonsi, he's our worship and discipleship pastor. And over to you, mate.
All right. Jacob, he works with me in a support role, I guess, as far as facilities and setting things up, but also a little bit of that vision about what we're up to and where we're going. Now, Tam works in education, but she also gives a lot of her time to the worship space. So she comes in and coordinates the team that does that stuff. So that's really my crew. Yeah. Now, what am I excited about? Look, I am excited about just building on where we are as a community. As we meet as a body, one of the things that really strikes me is we have a great heritage of worshipping, of singing, of praising our Lord together. That's where many of us have come from. And I am just excited to come together and to see that continue to grow, to see God break down the barriers that just individually we carry that stop us feeling like we can engage in that stuff, and enjoying being a community together who worships our God, and heading in a direction where we understand that worship is so much more than the praise time that we spend on a Sunday or that little snippet of 5 minutes in the car. It's our whole lives, which kind of takes me to the discipleship stuff, our kingdom life. Now that, what I'm excited about there is that we have the opportunity to dig deeper in our spiritual lives, to put ourselves in places where God can speak to us. We've got stuff coming up this year that is just fantastic opportunity for us to grow in areas that we're challenged in, things like the retreats, some of the courses. And what I'm really, really thrilled about is that as a community, we can continue to grow together, helping people find and helping people follow Jesus.
Thanks, Matt. Okay, next person to introduce is David McPherson. He's our technical director here at Lifestream. So, mate, why don't you introduce your team? And
well, I guess what I'm excited about is the team I have to work with is Beck. She does all of our creative promotions work, and probably a whole heck more than that than you can say in a couple of words. And also Jacob, he's our help with basically everything technical. He makes sure everything's running in the place. So do a lot of work. I'm kind of excited this year as to where we're going with the support stuff that's behind the scenes. We're doing a lot of work on websites at the moment. So we've, the childcare has got a whole heap of new functions that they're doing this year. So we're really trying to ramp up some stuff for there, get some creative design, really get their name out into the community so that people can, see what we do here during the week. It's not just a church. So Beck's doing a lot of work there. We've also always, trying to keep the place going, making sure we're current with, technology and worship and helping stuff. So Jacob and Matt and myself, we're working really hard to kind of make sure things tick over smoothly and that we're, able to worship really well without any of the technical hitches. So just excited about these guys that I work with and all that we're doing.
That's great. Thanks, David. Next person I'd like to introduce is Irene Farmer. She oversees all of our services in the life of the church. So why don't you introduce your team?
Thanks. I'll come around the front. What's not to be excited about, Di Featherston? Well done. She said it all. Let me start up this end. This is Graham, who I think you all know, who is our operations minister, who looks after just about everything. So would you like to introduce your team, Graham?
Well, I have two people particularly who assist me. My wife, Jenny, who helps with the finances, and Doug, right over the other side there. Put up your hand, Doug. I feel a bit like Aaron, like Moses, actually, in battle with those two, one either side of me, holding my hands up. It's a great team, and just enjoy working with that. And Jacob does a little bit for me as well, with maintenance and things around. Poor Jacob, he's spread amongst about three different teams, but he does a great job. Thank you.
Thanks, Graham. In relation to the shed, in terms of excitement, the things that excite me a lot is what you can't see. One of my favourite verses, focus on what you can't see, not what you can see, because the stuff that's going down that you don't like is kind of temporary. And the shed that Graham overlooks, Sally leaves it on her day-to-day business out there, meets someone from Syria, tells him about the shed, he rocks it, sends me a quick text, look out for Abraham, he's coming to the shed. He comes to the shed, brings his wife, show him all around the premises. I've never seen anything as nice as this since I've arrived in Australia 12 months ago. He's now making wood and, you know, God does stuff. We have a plan, God does stuff.
Yeah.
This is Eileen McKee, who sits on our reception, front line, answers the phones, makes payments, takes money, finds keys for people, sorts out all the problems. Invaluable having her on our team, Eileen. Macca, we've already been introduced to. Jen Hamilton is our childcare manager, and I'll hand over to her to introduce her team.
Thanks, Eileen. So this year we launched a long daycare for 2-year-olds and over, so we increased our team. We've got Ayin somewhere. Yeah, Ayin's our teacher, step forward. She teaches the kindy children. And then we have Tam up there, who's working with the 2-year-olds this year. Shani has started this year as an after-school carer. And Jane, who's standing next to me, she's also started this year. We're super excited because we've had lots of... this is Jane. we've had a big response this year compared to last year, so we're looking for more staff. So we might ask Jacob. seriously, no, we need a qualified educator. You're off the hook. we've had lots of new families and we're really excited about where we can go with those this year. And that's about it.
Thanks, Jen. And again, you know, in Proverbs, good to have a plan. We can make a plan. We don't know what God's going to do with it. Now we've got so many kids, we need more teachers and more teachers. And we've got all these parents and kids who are unsaved coming here every single day. You know, how exciting is what God's doing? Someone said in our team, are we really making a difference? And I was saying, you know what? God's making a difference. We just do our stuff. God makes the difference. I'll hand over to John. Yes?
Preach it, Irene. Hand it back to me, mate. I also need to, obviously, Luke and Janelle are flying back from Adelaide today. So it'd be awesome if we can continue to pray for them. My understanding is Abe has started to eat tubes out, and that's a great thing, but there's still some concern. So please continue to pray. But he's our C2C missions minister, and it's his first day tomorrow. He works 2 half-days. Monday and a Thursday, so that's excellent. And I also wanted to honour John. John is our honorary minister at large, and so he's technically not on the staff anymore, but he technically is still a part of the team. So that sounds a bit contradictory, but it's still great to have John, very much a big part of who we are as a church and investing in us as leaders, but also living out his dream in his the next season of his journey, which is exciting. And we're going to be hearing from John at some point soon. So that's us, church. I've asked Sue Kylie to come up and just set the team apart. Could you please stand?
Let's pray. Dear God, I just want to thank you so much for this amazing group of people that you have brought together to lead us, to guide us, to bless us as the staff team. Lord, we thank you that they are excited about what you're doing and we want to join with them and be excited about what you're doing here as well. Lord, I just want to pray that you will really fan into flame the gift that you've given each one of them, that you would give them a sense of your calling, your leadership, your wisdom, your guidance for the future. And Lord, I know as we prayed, as we sang this morning, that, you know, if you are for us, that nothing can stand against us. And we know there is no if. You are here now. You are with these people. You are with all of us. Mm. And that you are going to do great and mighty things. And Lord, we just look forward to your leading, your direction. We pray that you will give these people and their families the strength to meet every challenge that they have, and that you will just take us forward into places where you want us to be as a church this year. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Sue.
We see a church passionately following Jesus, a Christ-centered community that encourages continual growth and maturity in Christ, while being equipped to relevantly share the gospel to help people find and follow Jesus.
We see a church where people find acceptance, love and connection through community, every person is supported through and involved in pastoral care, small groups, worship and ministry opportunities. We seek to be united in one voice and one mind, committed to this vision while celebrating our diversity.
We see a church that prays. We see a church with evidence of the Holy Spirit and the power of God in our lives. We see people empowered by the Holy Spirit, using their spiritual gifts and actively serving in the church and the world.
We see a church of servant leaders, continuing the great legacy of those before us, obedient to the call of God and raising up new leaders for generations to come. Our leaders serve live streams locally and in the broader community, country and cosmos.
We see a church breaking new ground and seeking God for new opportunities to build His kingdom. This includes building a community hub in the heart of our city to be a light of hope for all those around us.
We see a church growing globally, passionately spreading the love of Jesus to every part of the world by building authentic relationships, breaking out of our comfort zones and welcoming all people. We commit to carrying the hope of Jesus to the ends of the earth and ministering to the oppressed and vulnerable so they can experience the love of God. Our dream is that one day, by God's grace, this church will.
Whoa, does that get you excited? Gets me excited. Sure does. I am just really excited to be able to just share in our... You know, we're going to go over a little bit this morning, and the kids' ministry aren't going to like us, but we're going to get through this as quick as we can. It's so good to hear about our narratives. It's so good to have stated before us what we see and what we see God calling us to a church. Also, get excited when I see people getting baptized. That's so exciting. It's also so exciting hearing or seeing our young people worshipping Jesus, right? It's good. Now, this is church. To see your faces on that screen, to see you here this morning, this is church. And I hope it grabs you and stirs something in you. And I also hope that you enjoyed meeting the team. Now, I want to wrap up really quickly by looking at Psalm 46. And we read that together in that bumper, that vision bumper. But late last year as a leadership, we spent some time laying 2015 before God. And we dreamed and we just wanted to plan out this year and be very strategic. And a couple of significant things happened. In November last year, we were praying before a service, and I think probably 4 or 5 weeks ago I shared a little bit about this, but Emma just finished praying about fear. And then I believe that God gave me a picture. And I saw a stream. And I saw in this stream a dam. So the top part of the stream, upstream, was full of water. It was vibrant and growing, and things were looking good. And then there's this dam consisted of, I think I've got some pictures there, Sophie. It looked kind of like this. There's this dam with twigs and branches and rocks, and it had naturally dammed up this stream. And I didn't know at the time, but apparently that's what beavers do in the US. And so there's some cool videos on YouTube of farmers blowing them up. You should go check it out. But I saw this stream, and I thought, you know, what's this about? Upstream flourishing, downstream struggling, because there was only a little trickle of water getting through. And we began to pray into it, and I thought, you know, God, what are you trying to say here? And then things started coming to mind, and we started praying into it. What can we do to essentially blow up this thing? What's restricting the flow? Is it fear? What's holding us back? What are the blockages? And as we were praying into it, I had this overwhelming sense that God wants this to be a year where we don't hold back in the things of God, where we don't allow fear to hold us back in worship. We don't allow fear to hold us back in our relationships with each other. And we don't allow anything to get in the way of us following Jesus with everything that we have. And then the second significant God moment as we were planning late last year was as a leadership, we spent some time down at Kent Street Weir. It's been a Kent Street Weir, this picture there. Just a beautiful spot right in the middle of suburbia, and you feel like you're a million miles away. It's fantastic. But the interesting thing, again, as we prayed and as we looked and we tried to hear from God, here is a weir. And what is a weir designed to do? A weir is designed to hold back and restrict the flow of this river. And as we prayed together and we did that on our own, we were given a passage. And we read that passage, and that passage was Psalm 46. And I believe that this is a word for us, and it highlights a couple of very important things for us as we face 2015 as a church. Now, firstly, I want to say that we are declaring as a leadership that 2015 is a year where we don't hold back in the things of God. I wonder if you can relate to these pictures in any way. You know, if you think about this metaphorically, you think about where you're up to in your spiritual journey, can you relate to this in any way? I wonder, as you look at your kingdom life, our kingdom lives, your relationship with Jesus, you know, are you holding back? Are you holding back there? Are there blockages restricting the flow of the Spirit in your life? Is fear a big log holding you back, restricting the flow? Is habitual sin a big boulder in the way? What's holding you back from heading towards and becoming all that God has created you to be? I wonder, are you taking responsibility for your own spiritual development? I wonder, are you holding back in your spiritual life, your personal relationship with Him? Are you holding back in worship? Are you holding back in prayer? Are you holding back in your relationships? Do you walk in here on a Sunday morning and it's one of the loneliest places on the planet? Do you fear moving towards people and being vulnerable in spiritual relationships? Are you committed to the body of Christ? Are you committed to the church? And I mean really committed to the church. Are you holding back in your generosity? Are you holding back your resources? You know, your time, your gifts, your money. All of that has the potential to fund and fuel mission. The mission of God in this place. Are you holding it back? Are you committed to the body of Christ? Oh, I said that one already. Are you holding back from serving because you've maybe been burnt in another church, or you don't think that you've got the time or the gifts or the energy or the space? And lastly, are you committed to mission? You know, when was the last time you prayed for your brother or sister who's not in Christ, or a work colleague who doesn't know Jesus? You know, the very simple message is this: don't hold back, church. 2015, don't allow fear to hold back the things of God in this house, and don't let it hold back the things of God in your own house. Because in Psalm 46 it says, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though there's so many things holding us back, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. You know, church, He is our refuge and He is our strength. We don't need to fear. So in 2015, let's together move forward in the things of God. Then the psalm goes on, and I love this. In verse 4 it says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. You know, I love that. A river whose streams make glad the city of God. It sounds to me like unrestricted, unobstructed blessing and favor being poured out on the city of God. And you know, our vision is that we would be a church that knows without a shadow of a doubt that God dwells within this community, and knows without a shadow of a doubt that God is here. And as we seek to move forward in our vision and our mission of helping people find and follow Jesus, He is with us every step of the way. And I truly believe that if we don't hold back, if we don't hold back in the things of God, if we deal with the blockages, I honestly believe the streams of living water will flow in and out of Life Streams Christian Church. Streams of blessing, streams of flavour, and streams of joy. And that'll make glad the city of God. Then in verse 10 it says, "Be still. Be still and know that I am God. I'll be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Finally, church, in 2015, we need to be still and know that He is God. You know, we have so many things on our horizon as a church. So many things. An aged care facility that'll open up doors for us to minister to the elderly, to minister to their families, and to minister to the 50-plus staff that are going to work there. You know, we've got a fantastic vision of having a medical centre that'll meet community needs. And, you know, at the moment it's being held up in the Department of Lands, and we need you to keep praying that that blockage is removed so that we can see this happen. We have a growing childcare centre that blesses families right across this city. And, you know, our second year in, and I believe we're at the point now where we're covering our costs, which is great, isn't it? Praise God. And pray that it continues to grow. You know, we've got a facility bursting at our seams, you know, partnering with great organisations like the Rocks Church, Alta One, which is a school for young people who don't fit into mainstream schooling. And we've got a French school that uses our facilities here. And we're seeking to build better relationships and grow that partnership with those organisations. We've got great ministries that reach out to kids and youth and young adults and women and MOPs, mothers of preschoolers. We've got men's ministry and ministry that reaches out to over 55s. We've got a fourth service that started this year on a Sunday evening called The Gathering, which we're all pumped about. We've got, this is a little bit confidential, and I might get in trouble by the servant leaders if I say this, but it's okay. Get you guys to start praying about this. There is a possibility, and we're in talks at the moment, with somebody who wants to partner with us in the possibility of having maybe a four-court basketball stadium on our site. A four-court basketball stadium that has a state-of-the-art gymnasium attached to it. And I don't know about you, but that's something I want to get alongside of. You know, that's fantastic. You know, up to 15,000 people potentially coming onto our site every single week. Please pray for me that I don't get in trouble by the servant leadership team. And please pray for that possibility, okay? We see church planting opportunities in our city and beyond. We also have a dream to revamp our missions program, and Luke's going to be a big part of that. All of this is awesome. All of this I want to happen tomorrow. But you know what? As I read that out, it's got this kind of freeway, highway type feel. And there's a picture that God gave me at one of our spiritual retreats. It was actually for Matt, but I think it's very applicable to what I'm talking about this morning. It feels like we're traveling at 100 kilometres an hour, desperate to get to the destination, desperate to see our land developed and all the great things that we've got in place. But as the old cliche says, and it's one that I've often been reminded of, and it says this: the journey is just as important as the destination. You know, so often we get focused on the destination, what we can see, and we work our butts off to get there. But it is, the journey is just as important as the destination. So that leads me to say that at the end of the day, all of those things are awesome. And church, you need to know, we're going to keep working our backsides off to see that vision become a reality. And we want it to flourish, we want it to grow. But I need to say that, church, this morning, this is way more important. Our kingdom life. This trumps all of those amazing things that I've just gone through. All of those amazing things that we can see on our horizon. It trumps it every single day, our kingdom life. And what's most important to us as a leadership and as we head into 2015 is this. It's that as a Christ-centered community, we are committed to being still and knowing that He is God. We are fueled by a passion to see every person at LifeStreams Christian Church, South Perth, seriously taking responsibility for your own discipleship and making the space, getting off the freeway, slowing down. What I love about that previous picture is, you know, I think that highway you were allowed to do 110, it was just encouraging you to back down to about 80. You know, 80's still fast, right? So we're still going to work. We're still going to move forward in the things that we dream. But we need to get off the freeway. We need to hear from Him and then intentionally move forward in our kingdom lives. And we have some great spiritual retreats planned right throughout this year. Some will run from Thursday through to Saturday. Others will run Friday night through to Sunday so that it's just accessible to all of us. And we got some great courses planned for 2015. So can you prayerfully consider jumping into something that will equip you and help you and encourage you to grow in your kingdom life this year? Whew. So where does this sit today? Where does this all sit for you as you think about your kingdom life? If you think about 2015 and where we're headed as a church. And you know what? I can't preach being still and knowing God and not give you the opportunity to practice that a little. So I want to give you just a few moments now just to allow the Spirit of God, you know, He might have been stirring in you some things, just to continue to speak. So let's do that. Just a few moments. Let's be still and know that He is God. The year where each of us really take hold, really pursue and take responsibility for our kingdom life, take responsibility of growing into the men and the women that Jesus has called us to be. A year where we don't hold back in the things of God. A year where we see streams of God's favour and joy and blessing flow in and through our church, LifeStreams Christian Church, South Perth. Jesus, leader and head of this church, source of absolutely everything we do, I pray that You would make us one. Unify us, Jesus. Keep us on the same road, in the same direction, with our eyes fixed on You. Thank You, God, for the church You have called us to be. Thank You for the vision, the mission You have called us to live out. Lead us by Your Spirit. Empower us to live it out. Help each and every one of us play our part and continue to shape us as Your disciples so that we can be effective in our mission of helping people find and follow You. May this truly be a year where we don't allow the things of this world to hold us back. And may this be a year where we see streams of living water flow in and through our church, our community, and to the ends of this earth. We commit all of this to You in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thanks, church.